Comeback Champions. It's been a long time coming. Here it is, December 2009. This is what we call the drug episode of Jump Out Radio, episode 27. Tonight's guest will be reading the top 10. We'll have Dirty Dan will be with us. Whitey is Fed Up joins us. We actually have a member join us tonight who's, well, he's not even a member of chimpout.com, but he's got a lot of good things to say. Joseph is with us. And we got a surprise guest later in the show, a very high-ranking, kind of reclusive member of chimpout.com, but dedicated and hardworking and as sweet as can be. She'll be calling us. We're going to keep her identity a secret. It's a surprise. So sit back and relax, and you know what I'm going to say. Chimp Out Radio starts now. I had an interesting psychedelic experience today with Chimp Out Radio.
Well, were you smoking a Salvia?
Salvia, yeah. I tried it once about a month ago. I had 20X, which is the lowest dosage that you can buy. And by the way, folks, this stuff is legal. It is perfectly legal. And yeah. Nothing happened to me. So my roommate surprised me a couple days ago by giving me 40X. And today was the perfect opportunity for me to indulge a little bit and see what happens.
Wow.
So anyway, I was listening to episode 16 of Chimp Out Radio when I decided to smoke this stuff, right?
Oh, shit.
And that's the one with Thin White Line. And I was at the part in the show where you guys were talking about running out of chicken in the restaurant.
Yeah. Remember that? That was a pretty good episode.
Yeah, it was until I smoked Salvia and listened to it. Because what happened was I was listening to it on the computer, of course, and you know how Microsoft Windows Player has that sort of weird, trippy, psychedelic visual effect to the audio?
Yeah. I see it all the time when download the show myself.
Right. I mean, you see it every day, and it's no big deal. But, okay, I was slumped back in my chair listening to episode 16 and watching the psychedelic colors, and the monitor was about maybe a foot above the level of my head. So I was looking up at it, and that trippy, psychedelic light got off the monitor and came out into the room, and all of reality was matching what it was doing.
And I guess they're really, really right about the Salvia shit. I mean, it really does make you trip, I guess.
Oh, I was tripping balls, and that's just when it first hit me. So I was sitting, leaning back in the chair, looking up at this stuff, and looking at reality morph in, you know, to your voice and Nut Nice's. And in the center of the display on the monitor, you know, there's that color-changing pulsation.
Yeah.
And I swear it turned into a purple mouth, and it was talking specifically to me. And here's what it sounded like to anybody else.
But niggers drove hundreds of miles, in some cases, for this goddamn chicken. They wasted more money on gas than on the goddamn chicken itself.
But here's what I heard in my head.
But niggers drove hundreds of miles, in some cases, for this goddamn chicken.
DJ.
What? Who are you?
I'm a giant purple mouth, and I control time and space.
What, you're President Obama?
No, goddammit. I'm a son of a giant purple mouth, not a giant ape. I have things of great importance to communicate to you, DJ.
What do you have to tell me, oh giant purple mouth?
I am going to tell you what your destiny is.
My destiny?
Yes, your destiny is to make fun of niggers.
Make fun of niggers.
Make fun of niggers.
Oh. I could have told you that a long time ago. From chimptube.tv, this is He Called Me a Nigger.
He called me a nigger. He called me a nigger. Nigger. Well, that's very interesting.
My bones are white as snow. Why is it that this young man wants to call me a nigger?
Last time I tripped myself was 10, 12 years ago. Got some really kick-ass acid. I mean, this stuff was brutal. I ended up staying up for about 48 hours, but during that time, I found myself watching a Chips marathon.
And did you enjoy it?
You know, the whole disco thing and in late 70s kind of deal. I couldn't turn the channel because I was so enthralled with this Chips marathon.
Wow.
And people on roller skates going to disco. And I watched this chip marathon for what had to be 6 hours.
Eric Estrada is pretty hard to take straight, but I mean, just him on acid?
I could not, the remote was right in front of me and I couldn't change the channel because I was so fixated on this roller disco shit that was going on during the Chips marathon. So that was the last time I ever tripped on anything. So
wow.
Being older now, I wouldn't do acid again. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody either because it really does fuck with your brain.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I have no problem with marijuana. Personally, I think it should be legal and sold in packs and taxed, you know, like tobacco is. But, you know, that's just my own opinion.
But I think somebody might have been on acid when they did the casting for Chips in the first place. I mean, seriously, what the hell?
What's funny about the Chips, though, I mean, because aside from the main stories during the Chips episodes, it was like all disco all the time, you know. When you're not watching Ponch and John bust criminals or pull people over, it's like roller disco 24/7. I mean, Chips was definitely a product of its generation, and it showed. Like, I remember tripping and watching the awkward 70s kid with the funny haircut and the roller skates, and oh my god.
Kind of reminds me of my childhood, but we won't get into that.
Black people got no reason. Black people got no reason. Black people got no reason to live. They got Brillo hair, yellow eyes, walking around telling great big lies. They got shovel noses, metal on their teeth. They wear stolen shoes on their nasty monkey feet. Well, I don't want no black people. Don't want no black people. Don't want no black people around me. Black people are not the same as you and I. All blacks are niggas till the day they die. Black people got no brains in. Black people got no brains in. Black people got no brains in their head. They got flappy bubble lips that hang so low. Gotta pick them up just to say hello. They got stolen cars that go beep, beep, beep. They got chippy voices that go peep, peep, peep. They got crack rocks in their pockets and mud deck on their minds. They're gonna rape you every single time. Well, I don't want no black people. Don't want no black people. Don't want no black people around here.
having you there, Justin. Folks, that was Justin Iger performing Black People. Special thanks goes out to Defcoon 1 for his rewriting of the original lyrics. If you like what you hear, you can download this MP3 in stereo from chiptube.tv. It's free. And we're back, champions. With us tonight is Whitey is Fed Up. And, Bird, do we have a news story to share with Whitey?
Yes. Since Whitey's here, we're going to have him read it off. But the story is absolutely hilarious. Old Mammy versus Escalator. Escalator wins.
And, of course, her family is seeking millions. Must be rough trying to survive without her Social Security check every month. The 82-year-old woman who died on an MBTA escalator in February had been pinned to the metal grating by her hair and scarf so long that she
her
was strangled
hair weave. She got her hair weave caught in an escalator. Lordy!
You know those sows, man. The sows and those wayward hair weaves that get loose on them, you know? It can be a real danger to them sometimes, especially when they get so weighed down with grease and they fall to the floor and their head falls with them. You know? It's really quite tragic.
She might have had a big scarf tied around her neck and it was, you know, dragging. She wasn't paying attention. You know, she was sweeping the floor with it as she was walking. The story continues. This is where it gets funny. In spite of the frantic attempts of a few passerbys to help, according to a lawsuit that alleges the agency did not do enough to help her.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, please help me. What? Help me. I'm caught in the escalator and shit.
It would be hard to help her if I was standing there. They were probably laughing too hard to help her. You know?
I wonder if anybody has, like, CCTV footage of this. That'd be good for the video section of the forum.
Yeah.
The niggers in motion.
Yeah.
Or actually, that's niggers not in motion.
We should give that escalator an award.
That escalator be racist and shit, know what I'm saying?
The lawsuit paints a dire picture of the MBTA's monitoring of the escalator. So I guess they're supposed to leave somebody watching that thing 24/7 so stupid niggers don't get killed by a piece of machinery that normal humans can use millions of times a day.
Yeah, that's pretty much the idea.
How hard is it? You stand on it, and then you stand off of it. There's no getting caught and dying in the instructions.
Yeah. I'm sure the security guards at the mall, wherever she was, weren't thinking that some mammy's hair weave would get caught up in the escalator that day.
Here's the funny part that I find, is if you ever look at escalators, there's an emergency stop button at the top and the bottom of every one of them. Somebody has to do is lift up the cover and hit the red button.
I'm pretty sure people were too busy laughing to bother with that.
What a way to go. I just hope the escalator's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should send the escalator a card or something.
This has been a horror for the family, especially given the agonizing and terrifying death that their mother went through, said Max D. Stern, a Boston-based attorney for the estate of Jackson, the woman's daughter. Sitterial? Or is that
another
Littoral?
Stupid nigger name.
At least it's not Egyptian this time. What's the name?
I think it's Sitterial.
Satirical, maybe.
Sitterial Trotman. And she has been named the administrator of the estate. What's that? An old beat-up Cadillac with some 26-inch wheels on it?
No, she's the administrator, meaning she's keeping her Social Security check going well after Mammy's dead. That's what nigger administrator does.
She's the one that's going to keep all the money, and it's going to start a fight in the family over who gets what.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it always ends up. I mean, even when the niggers hit the nigger lottery, they're broke within 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Happens all the time. Well, you guys remember that MC Hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he actually built a house up in the hills not too far from where I live. Well, he was working on a house, and he was nigger rich, overbought everything, and ended up screwing all these contractors and suppliers out of millions of dollars. and just walked away from everything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, after his music career failed after two albums and everybody started laughing at him, well, you know, he lost all his money because he was blowing it on all his homies and his entourage.
Yeah, so, and those ridiculous pants, I'm sure those weren't cheap. You know.
Well, it took 10 times the normal material to make a pair of pants
right.
to get one of those.
Yeah, I heard he bought, like, old carnival tents on discount and made his pants out of those.
Oh, I think
really?
He's living in.
No.
I think he's actually living in that carnival tent right now.
And he's living in it, and he's looking at it going, these used to be my pants. Now it's my home. Something wrong here.
Yeah, he's probably on welfare by now.
You want to start back at, they're talking about the mammy, how great she was. It says Jackson, a retired daycare volunteer and church choir singer.
And aspiring rapper. And
Jackson, a retired daycare volunteer and church choir singer, had been en route to an eye doctor's appointment at around 10 a.m. on February 24th when she fell. Her scarf, jacket, and hair became entangled in the escalator on the Orange Line State Street stop near City Hall. She was pronounced dead at Massachusetts General Hospital. I can't think of anything funny to say for you guys right now.
Just keep reading.
It's a moment of silence for the okay. escalator.
At the time, MBTA officials suggested the woman may have suffered from some type of cardiac arrest, though they did not cite the reason for the suggestion.
So wait a minute. The old lady, she keeled over from a heart attack, and they're still blaming the escalator for it? My
well,
God. They got to get their money, don't they?
Why he built the escalator?
She probably died from the heart attack, and then they just, like, stuffed her hair into the escalator to get a lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, a corpse is going up the escalator. A little bit of it's going to get tangled within, you know. I can't say that I can't believe that they're suing for it. Because I can believe that they're suing for it.
Yep.
Basically, the old woman keeled over from a heart attack on the escalator, and the nigger family is suing over it. That is the gist of that story.
But they're going to have to prove that it was the escalator that killed her and not the heart attack.
Yeah, well, you know, they probably got some they got that lawyer from Boston who's probably working for free.
Yeah.
Thinking that they can make a bunch of money off of an escalator company. And Whitey, you know a bit about escalators, don't you?
I do, just a little bit. They're actually really safe things to ride unless you do something stupid like stuff your head in it.
And only a nigger would do that. So really, escalators are sort of like nigger traps, aren't they?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay, so what we need to do is we need to put escalators everywhere. In front of, you know, like eye doctors, because she was going to the eye doctor, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what the story says.
Okay, well then that's the trap.
Maybe all the KFCs can be built on a second level, and we can put escalators going up.
That's a great idea. It could be sort of like those traps that Wile E. Coyote would do for the Roadrunner, where there'd be a sign that says "Free Bird Seed." Well, it'd say "Free Watermelon," and then, you know, just all they have to do is go up the escalator, and little do they know.
Free birdies upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We all know this. It's just one big lawsuit from a bunch of niggers who want to make money because their grandmammy keeled over from a heart attack and got caught in an escalator.
So if it was a cartoon, she would go through the escalator, you know, and come out as like, what, like a puddle of...
Puddle of blood and, you know.
But she's a nigger, so it'd be basically like a puddle of diarrhea. You know?
Kind of like that Itchy and Scratchy cartoon from The Simpsons where... the cat got caught in the escalator and he came out in like little cubes.
Cubed nigger. Ice Cube could endorse that.
Well, they should have saved Grandmammy and threw her in a pot and boiled her up, you know. They do it with the nigglets plenty of times,
yeah.
So I can't see why they couldn't do it with Grandmammy, you know.
Get a lobster cubes.
Yeah.
Seasoned aged meat.
Can you imagine the smell though? I feel bad for the escalator guys that had to go clean that thing.
Oh, because nigger hair is gross to begin with, but can you imagine taking dead nigger hair, zombie nigger hair out of an escalator?
Well, do you know how abrasive that stuff is? If that got in any of the bearings, it would just destroy that thing.
Oh, that poor escalator.
Yeah, here on Chimp Out Radio tonight, we're paying tribute to the escalator that became victim of an 82-year-old sow.
Who viciously attacked it in her death row.
Yeah, she keeled over from a heart attack, and that poor escalator, you know, we really feel sorry for it, so.
It didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
It was just an escalator.
Unlike the mammy, the escalator was just doing its job.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to mourn the loss of this escalator.
Yes, it was just doing its job until it was viciously attacked by an 82-year-old sow going to the eye doctor. Nobody's clear on how the grandmammy fell over, but we all know the escalator suffered from vast amounts of Brillo hair and grease. Or the men who cleaned off the escalator after it became a victim of the vicious 82-year-old sow. We salute you, escalator.
We're going to try something new here on Chimp Out Radio tonight. We have somebody joining us who is not a champion. Well, he is deep down inside. He's just not registered on the site. Joseph is his name. We're not going to give his last name because Joseph is a pretty well-known psychologist from the University of Michigan, and his techniques are in place in 46 states. You know, that's 11 more states, and that'll be in every state that Obama's been to. But Joseph is with us tonight, and Joseph is a landlord who rents to niggers on the side. And I was thinking we could maybe talk about renting to niggers. Because that's
it is.
Fun.
I'll tell you, it's horrible. It's horrible. And yet the wild part is that so many people in society say that we're equal.
I know
that we're the same. How can that be when traditionally I've run into white people and I've had a few problems, maybe sure. 1 in 10. But with the niggers, the problems are 10 in 10. You know? So yeah. They want to say we're equal. There is no, we can't be equal.
No.
No way.
Okay, do niggers live with the same level of hygiene that humans live with?
What I have found traditionally is yes until they move.
Okay.
They leave, they trash the place.
So they're doing that on purpose on the last day on the way out.
I'm guessing just their little way of screwing over the white man.
I agree.
And I think they look at it just like that. It's their way to get back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they're fucking monkeys. Yeah. They should just be in the zoo. You know? And anyone that wants to bitch about this country, they can always leave.
That's true.
They want to bitch about America. They don't even know. The people that want to bitch about America prove themselves right there to be more ignorant than anyone else because they don't have to chase their food to eat it. They want to go to Africa, they have to chase their fucking food to eat it.
That's right, and sometimes the food chases them.
And sometimes the food chases them. Yes, it does.
Now, I would pay to see that in a zoo.
So would I. You know, that would be fantastic.
You have the primate exhibit right next to maybe the lions, and then every once in a while, maybe like around 2 o'clock, you open the gates and let the lions chase the monkeys around.
Well, there's something to be said about the gladiator days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should have just fed more niggers to lions, and maybe we wouldn't have as many now.
It was probably making the lions sick, though.
Oh, that very well could have been. Yeah. It's, you know, very gassy food.
Yeah, and the lions are way more important than the niggers, so there you go.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
There's been contaminated lions with sickle cell. Yeah, I've never met a white person with sickle cell, but we're equals. We're evens.
Right, right.
Yeah, but not one white person has fucking sickle cell.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah, but we're equal.
Right.
But we're the same. But we are the same. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, God forbid, they don't want to work. How can they? Most jobs you have to be at before noon. Yeah. Good morning, Black America. You know, like Good Morning America?
Yeah.
Starts at 7. Good morning, Black America. Starts at noon. But my tenants, when I have to do work on one of my black tenants' houses,
yeah.
On a regular house, you know, I go get there at 8. I can be there at 8 a.m. My black tenants' houses, they never want me there before noon.
That's right.
Because they're not up yet.
They're still sleeping off those 40 ounces.
They're still sleeping because they were up all night drinking Mad Dog 2020.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know.
Monkeys. But yet we're equal. We're even. We're the same.
So what's the most amount of damage that any nigger tenant has ever done to one of your houses?
Caught one on fire. Hell, I can hardly show you the pictures. I'm still cleaning that house up. I think they set a pan on the stove, and a grease pan, and just turned the heat on and just left it on. There's smoke stains all over the ceiling. The grease all over the carpet in the kitchen. They just tore that place up. Broke a couple of windows in the house. Kicked the drywall.
Mm-hmm.
Kicked some drywall. So just to destroy it.
Oh, yeah.
Makes them feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ignorant niggers.
Okay, tell me this. Let's say you are as sweet as can be. Let's say you were a total nigger lover and an enabler and all that, and you were renting to nigger tenants. When they moved out, would they still trash the place?
Oh, of course. Of course they would.
Mm-hmm.
And why? It's in their nature. If it wasn't damage they caused to my house, I'd almost feel sorry for them for the same reason that the scorpion stung the turtle when he was giving him a ride across the river. The scorpion drowned it. Because he stung the turtle. He couldn't help it. It was his nature.
It was in his nature.
They can't help it. They can't help it. For them, it's second nature.
So that's what happens when you take an animal out of its natural habitat and put it someplace where it can't cope.
There you go.
You have problems. So what we should do is just take every fucking nigger and send them back to Africa and let them run around the jungles and kill and eat each other.
It'd certainly make things a lot better over here.
Right. Now, Joseph, I understand that you're an educated man. You've attended the University of Michigan. Can you tell me, do you have any theories about why niggers are the way they are in America today?
Well, yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I have a theory that I've been working on for a while, and I think that any person, after they've heard what I'm about to say, they can just look at society and see... And use that as what you would call the evidence, the
right.
proof.
Okay.
Any Sunday, especially on any Sunday, back in the day, back in, you know, 400 or 500 years ago, when Americans were involved in the slave trade,
mm-hmm.
as with the, you know, when they were involved in the breeding of slaves, they were, you know, trying to create the perfect slave.
So what were they doing to make that happen?
Well, what they would do is they would breed, just like with dog breeders today, they would breed, they were looking for certain characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
So they would breed certain characteristics with other characteristics to create exactly what they were looking for. And they were looking for people who could work harder, could produce more. So what the slave owners were doing was they were breeding the best of their black males with the best and the strongest of the black females, creating what I like to call a super nigger.
A super nigger.
A super nigger. And the proof of that today is the NFL, is the NBA. Any sporting event or any, you know, these guys, they're by and large, and that's not to say, you know, it's just to that specific race. No, that's not true. There are white people that are built the same way, just not the numbers are different.
Yeah.
With the white people, it might be 1 in 10. With blacks, it's 3 or 4 in 10
mm-hmm.
that are stronger, that are taller. And we created them. The white man, basically, for lack of a better term, the white man created this problem.
This monster. It's sort of like the white man's Frankenstein. It's Niggenstein.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio!
Hi folks, this is Not Nice, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
And joining us in the studio via Skype, we have with us Dirty Dan. How are you doing tonight, Dan?
Doing great.
Awesome. Dan's going to be reading our top 10 list. And, Bird, what is the topic for this week's top 10 list?
The top 10 things you will never hear a nigger sow say.
Hopefully, that would include, honey, I'm home. Because I wouldn't want to hear that. Okay, Dan, what is... the number 10.
two kids is enough for me.
Number nine.
Have you met my husband?
Number eight.
Here, sir, I believe this wall belongs to you.
Number seven.
This my real hair.
Really, I thought that was an octopus made out of rope.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see, I've never seen a good weave on a filthy nigger style view. Is there such a thing as a good weave?
Nah, probably not.
Number six.
I'm not entitled to anything.
Number five.
Martin Luther who?
Oh, that's perfect.
Number four.
I really must be getting going. I gotta get up early and go to work.
Work. Wow. Number three.
I don't blame the po-po for what they had to do to my lazy good-for-nothing kid.
Oh, yeah, that is right about that.
Yeah, yeah. Number two.
The service was excellent. I think I will leave a good tip.
Oh. Man, niggers don't even know what a tip is. I had a job delivering pizzas once when I was a kid. And the nigger lovers that were running the store hired this drug dealer who the court made him get a job, so they hired him. And he went out on his first delivery run, and he came back, and he goes, DJ, these people gave me extra money. I said, yeah, it's a tip. He goes, you're supposed to tip the pizza guy? He honestly didn't know that you were supposed to tip the pizza guy.
Well, you remember that post on YouTube about that nigger Sal yelling and screaming about leaving a tip?
Yes.
Yeah, that's classic, but... And on to the number one thing a nigger Sal will never say.
I waited for marriage.
Oh! Yes. Yes, indeedy duty.
That's a hell of a long wait, as ugly as they are.
Yeah. I actually saw a program on one of, I think it was TLC or...
TNB.
One of those channels. And... There was actually this nigger father who some of the hardcore Christians, their fathers are giving them purity rings to stay pure until they're married. And I saw a nigger Sal on there. I mean, this girl was like 15 years old. She weighed 200 pounds. She's like, I'm going to be waiting for marriage and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to be waiting a real long time there, honey.
Her purity ring probably had like this huge diamond on it, so she would have something to barter a buck into actually wanting to marry her. You know, like yeah, a little maybe, cash exchange there.
Yeah, maybe Luther will marry her. And thank you, Dirty Dan, for doing our top 10 list tonight.
Well done.
It was my pleasure.
A nigga looking the day. For that big welfare check he will get when the man brings his mail. By his mailbox he'll stand with his black outstretched hand. Will there be any checks in his mail? Will there be any checks, welfare checks in his mail? Will there be any checks in his mail? When he waits with the rest of the ones at Linden's West, will there be any checks in his mail? He might go sit in today at some white restaurant. All his time need to be in the jail. He don't do any work. He don't pay any tax. But he looks for that check in his mail. Now will there be any checks, welfare checks in his mail? Will there be any checks in his mail? When he waits with the rest of the ones Linden's blessed, will there be any checks in his mail? Oh, what pleasure niggas find when their pockets are lined with the money that white taxes pay. Oh, but if you mention work, he'll weep and he'll wail. All he wants is the check
in his mate. Oh, will there be any checks in his mate? Will there be any checks in his mate? When he waits with the rest of the ones lending's blessed, will there be any checks in his mail? All together, will there be any checks, welfare checks in his mail? Will there be any checks in his mail? Now when he waits with the rest of the ones that lending's blessed, will there be any checks in his mail? Now one more time. Will there be any checks?
Tonight, champions, we have a very special guest. We've been trying to get her on the show ever since Champ Out Radio started. Please welcome Miss Ann. How are you doing tonight, Miss Ann?
Good. How are you?
Not too shabby. I'm glad I finally caught up with you.
Yes, me too.
Miss Ann, how long have you been a member of ChimpOut.com?
I actually registered about a week after it started.
Really? Did you come here from another site?
I didn't. Nope. I just got the link from a friend, and I signed up right away.
Nice.
So that was pretty much it.
Okay, and you became a moderator really quickly, didn't you?
I became a moderator. Ooh, boy. I've been a mod for about a year almost.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it wasn't too long after.
Nice. And what is your title now?
Well,
you're a hypermod.
Right, that's what I am. It's really the same thing as a supermod, though.
Okay.
It's just a kind of a, it was an honorary title type thing because of all the work I've done for the forum. So.
Yeah, somebody asked me what's the difference between a moderator and a supermodder, and I said, I don't know, maybe the supermods wear a cape.
No, I think that's it, actually. We do.
Really? You get a cape when you design it? That's great. I got to get one of my capes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So the difference between a supermod and a hypermod would be what? A hypermod drinks a lot of coffee? Or
you know, we do. We're very hyper. We do a lot for the forum, I think.
Yeah.
That's all. Really?
Well, you've definitely been busy lately, Miss Hand. You were instrumental in starting the whole ChimpTube.tv, is that right?
Justin had the idea, but I kind of took off with it.
Uh-huh.
And with a little help, you know, we managed to pull it together. And it took about a month, month and a half to really build it because it was so much work, many technical issues we had.
What is the story about how ChimpTube.tv came to be?
Actually, Justin had brought it up, and he basically was talking about how a lot of the videos at YouTube are deleted because of all the nigger-loving, people there.
Uh-huh.
So, and how that's so frustrating for so many members. So we said, okay, well, why don't we just do our own thing? And we kind of researched it and found a program we could use and took it from there.
Well, I love it. It's a wonderful site. And anybody who has not been there yet, the site address is chimptube.tv, and it allows you to post. What sorts of things can you put up there?
Basically anything that has to do with niggers. If it meets the rules of Chimp Out, then it's fine to post there. You can also post YouTube videos there too. If you see a funny video there and you want to post it at ChimpTube, that's fine, as long as it meets the requirements, no violence and stuff like that.
Right.
I think we get about 150 hits or so a day, but
wow.
Sometimes we have a spike in hits, it looks like maybe on certain days when we get a link or something.
Miss Ann, how did you come up with your screen name?
Actually, I was looking online for racial epithets, and I found it as one of the things that niggers used to call the slave owners' wives was Miss Ann, because she, you know, she's white, and I guess, I don't know, it just came from, like, Southern slang. I like that. I thought it had a cool ring to it, so I was like, oh, I'll use that one. I think nowadays it's seen as sort of a racial slur, but back then it was a sign of respect for the slave owner's wives, who they were afraid of, so
of
I kind of like that. And then I had the avatar that kind of fit that sort of image.
Coolest avatar ever.
You think so? I was thinking I should change it, because I need a change, but maybe I'll keep it.
Now, you know, it's up to you, but the Avatar Champions, if you haven't seen it, go to Miss Ann's homepage, and how can you describe that picture of that woman?
I don't know. She's very stern, I guess, and
yeah,
she's in charge.
Definitely an authority figure.
Yes.
What are some future projects that you see coming up through the Chimp Out forums?
Right now, I kind of work a lot on the store for the forum. We kind of have to make the images look and fit the terms of service because they're, you know, kind of strict about that.
Yeah.
But we're still trying to make things that fit into that. So we're kind of just evolving that, developing the store a lot lately.
Yeah.
I don't know what else we'll be doing in the future, but hopefully a lot of cool things.
Oh, definitely. And Champions, Christmas is almost here, so definitely stop by the Evidence Locker and buy your favorite merchandise and support
yes,
the site.
Yes, thank you.
So you run the store and ChimpTube.tv, and you're a hyper mod on the forums. Do you ever sleep?
I do sleep sometimes. The thing I don't do enough of is socializing. I feel like I don't talk enough to people on the forum anymore, so I kind of miss that. But it is fun, too, doing a lot of this stuff, and it's not really that bad, you know?
Right.
Once we set things up, it's not that bad. Like, ChimpTube kind of runs itself at this point.
Well, that's it for this episode of Chimp Out Radio. Why do you spit up? Did you have a good time with us?
Oh, I loved it. You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
Hey, thanks. We appreciate it. And thank you for being on.
Thanks for having me.
So, did you have a good time here on Chimp Out Radio, Miss Ann?
I did, thanks.
It was a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Please visit the Evidence Locker and ChimpTube as often as you want.
So, Miss Ann, we have some new things in the Evidence Locker. What have you guys put up there?
We have a bunch of new logos and just new merchandise.
Including some Chimp Out Radio gear that you better order quick.
There's a very good chance that we'll be gone, so
yeah.
Get it while you can.
Yeah. So, Joseph, did you have a good time on the show tonight?
I certainly did.
Awesome. Well, you're welcome back anytime.
Well, thank you.
And DJ Whitey and I would like to thank, before we leave tonight, a very humble and hardworking member of our society, the Escalator. Always love you.
It's sort of like the Terminator of escalators. It's the Escaterminator. The Nigatron 2000. Even though you're gone, you always have a place in our hearts and our shopping malls.
Yes.
Thank you, Escalator.
Okay. We had a lot of fun tonight, Champions. Don't forget to tune in 2 weeks from today for the upcoming Christmas episode, and be proud of yourselves, and don't take any shit from any niggers.